Oklahoma. From Simple English Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at simple.wikipedia.org. Oklahoma is a state that is in the southern part of the central United States. It had a population of about 3,617,000 people in 2007. The state has a land area of about 68,667 square miles. Oklahoma is the 26th largest state by population. It is the 20th largest state by area. The name of the state comes from the Choctaw words Okla and Humma. It means red people. It is also known by its nickname, the Sooner State. The state was formed from Indian Territory on November 16, 1907. It was the 46th state to become part of the United States. The people who live in the state are known as Oklahomans. The state's capital and largest city is Oklahoma City. Oklahoma is a large producer of natural gas, oil, and food. It has large industries in aviation, energy, telecommunications, and biotechnology. The state has one of the fastest growing economies in the nation. Between 2005 and 2006, it had the third highest percentage of income growth and the highest percentage in gross domestic product growth. Oklahoma City and Tulsa are the main economic areas of Oklahoma. Almost 60% of Oklahomans live in these two metropolitan statistical areas. Oklahoma has small mountain ranges, prairies, and eastern forests. Most of Oklahoma is in the Great Plains. It is regularly hit by severe weather. The cultural heritage of Oklahoma is affected by a population descending from German, Irish, British, and Native American people. More than 25 Native American languages are spoken in Oklahoma. This is more than in any other state. In the past, the state was used as a path for cattle drives, a place for southern settlers, and a government-made territory for Native Americans. Oklahoma is part of the Bible Belt. Many people believe in evangelical Christianity. Oklahoma is one of the most politically conservative states, but voter registration is largest for the Democratic Party. Section 1. History. Oklahoma has only been a state for a little over a century, but its history is much longer. Arrowheads from the Clovis Indians who traveled through Oklahoma have been found near the city Anadarko. These arrowheads are almost 11,000 years old. The Spiro Mound Building Indians were the state's first permanent settlers. In 1541, the Spanish explorer Coronado traveled through Oklahoma while in search of the lost city of gold. During the 1830s, the five civilized tribes were forced to move from the southeastern United States to Indian Territory, now During the 1830s, the five civilized tribes were forced to move from the southeastern United States to Indian Territory, now Oklahoma, on the Trail of Tears. During the American Civil War, 1861 to 1865, several Indian tribes sided with the Confederacy. The tribes owned slaves. They agreed with the ideas of the states that seceded from the United States. Also, the tribes were not very happy that the federal government did not do what it told them it would do. Not all of the tribes sided with the Confederacy. Some tribes had taken control of several forts. This caused much of the Indian Territory to be under Confederate control, but Oklahoma did not become a Confederate state. The Battle of Honey Springs near Fort Gibson on July 17, 1863, was won by Union forces. This ended the Confederate control of Indian Territory. On April 22, 1890, the western part of the state was open to almost 50,000 settlers for the Oklahoma Land Run. During this land run, Oklahoma got its nickname, the Sooner State. The nickname came from settlers who crossed the territory's border before the land was opened by the government. A year later, the western part of the territory was turned into the Oklahoma Territory. The northeastern part, which was home to the five civilized tribes, stayed under control of the tribes. On November 16, 1907, the western and eastern territories joined together. They became the 46th state of the United States. The newly formed state became an important place for the oil industry. The oil pools found in the area caused the population of the towns to grow very quickly. Tulsa became known as the oil capital of the world for most of the 20th century. The oil was a large part of the state's early economy. In 1927, Tulsa businessman Cyrus Avery, also known as the father of Route 66, began a movement to make Route 66. Avery used a section of highway that was already built between Tulsa and Amarillo, Texas, to make the original portion of Highway 66. He was the main person responsible for making the U.S. Highway 66 Association to watch over the building of Route 66. During the 1930s, northwestern Oklahoma went through a period of time called Dust Bowl. The area had little rainfall and high temperatures. This caused thousands of farmers to go into poverty and forced them to move into other parts of the United States. From 1930 to 1950, the state saw its only loss in population. It lost 6.9% of the people who lived there. Because of the Dust Bowl, the state made hundreds of reservoirs and man-made lakes. By the 1960s, more than 200 man-made lakes had been made. This is the most in the United States. In 1943, the Broadway musical play Oklahoma opens. It was a great success and was made into a movie in 1955. The story is set in Oklahoma Territory in 1906, just before the state was declared. The song Oklahoma is sung near the end of the musical. It was made the official song of the state in 1953. On April 19, 1995, the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City was bombed by Timothy McVeigh. 168 people were killed in the bombing. This was the worst terrorism attack in the United States before the World Trade Center attacks on September 11, 2001. McVeigh and his partner, Terry Nichols, were both convicted of the bombing. Many people think other people were involved. McVeigh was later sentenced to death by lethal injection. His partner, Nichols, was convicted of 161 counts of first-degree murder. Nichols is spending the rest of his life in prison without the chance of parole. Section 1.1. Naming History. The name Oklahoma comes from the Choctaw phrase Oklahoma. This means red people. Choctaw Chief Allen Wright gave it that name in 1866 during treaty talks with the federal government about the use of Indian territory. He dreamed of an all-Indian state with power held by the United States Superintendent of Indian Affairs. Oklahoma was a phrase in the Choctaw language that meant the same as the English word Indian. It was used to describe the Native American people altogether. Oklahoma later became the de facto name for the Oklahoma Territory. It was officially accepted in 1890, 2 years after the area was open to white settlers. Section 2. Geography. Oklahoma is the 20th largest state in the United States. It covers an area of 69,960 square miles. 68,666 of that are land, and 1,293 are water. It is one of 6 states on the Frontier Strip. The state is partly in the Great Plains near the center of the 48 continental states. It shares borders with Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas. The highest point in the state is Black Mesa, in the Panhandle at 4,973 feet. The lowest point is Little River, east of Idabel, in the southeast part of the state, at 289 feet above sea level. There are 4 mountain ranges in Oklahoma. They are the Ouachita, Arbuckle, Wichita, and Kiamichi ranges. All of the ranges are in the southern part of the state. Forests make up around 24% of the state. The state is also known for having more man-made lakes than any other state in the country. These lakes cover more than 1 million acres with water. Section 3. Weather. Oklahoma is in a temperate area of the country. The state sometimes sees extreme... 3, 2, 1. The state sometimes sees extreme temperatures and rain that is commonly found in a continental climate. All of the state frequently has temperatures of above 100 degrees Fahrenheit or below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. It does snow in Oklahoma. In the northwest, near the Colorado border, the area can get nearly 30 inches of snowfall during the winter. The southeastern part of the state usually gets less than 2 inches in snowfall. Most of the state is in an area known as Tornado Alley. This is because there's a lot of contact between cold and warm air masses, which makes severe weather. Oklahoma has an average of 54 tornadoes each year. This is one of the highest rates in the world. The state is home to the National Storm Prediction Center of the National Weather Service. It is located in Norman. Section 4. Cities and Towns. Oklahoma had 549 populated places in 2006. It had 3 cities over 100,000 in population, and 40 over 10,000. 2 of the 50 largest cities in the United States are in Oklahoma. They are Oklahoma City and Tulsa. More than half of Oklahomans, 58%, live in these two cities. Oklahoma City is the state's capital and largest city. It had 1,269,907 people living inside its metropolitan area in 2008. Tulsa, the second largest city, had a metropolitan area population of 905,755. Between 2005 and 2006, the Tulsa suburbs of Jenks, Bixby, and Owosso had the biggest population growth in the state. The population of Jenks grew by 47.9%, Bixby grew by 44.56%, and Owosso grew by 34.31%. Oklahoma's largest cities in 2007 were Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Norman, Lawton, Broken Arrow, Edmond, Midwest City, and more. 7 of the state's 10 largest cities are in the metropolitan areas of Oklahoma City and Tulsa. Only Lawton has a metropolitan area of its own. Oklahoma law says that populated areas are divided into 2 groups. Cities are areas with more than 1,000 people. Towns have fewer than 1,000 people. Both have legislative, judicial, and public power inside of their populated areas. Cities can choose between a mayor-council, council-manager, or strong-mayor form of government. Towns are run through an elected officer system. Section 5. Sports. Oklahoma has minor league sports teams in baseball, football, arena football, baseball, soccer, and hockey. These teams are in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Enid, and Lawton. Tulsa is home to the Tulsa 66ers. They are part of the NBA Development League. The Tulsa Revolution, playing in the American Indoor Soccer League, is also in Tulsa. The NBA's New Orleans Hornets became the first major league sports team to play in Oklahoma. This happened after the team was forced to move to the Ford Center in Oklahoma City for 2 seasons after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. In July 2008, the Seattle Supersonics moved to Oklahoma City. The team said that they would play their games at the Ford Center under a new team name, Oklahoma City Thunder. They are the state's first permanent major league team. Section 6. State Symbols. Oklahoma state symbols are recognized by state law. The Oklahoma Senate or House of Representatives may add others for special events and to help organizations. The following is a list of state symbols. State Bird, Scissortail Flycatcher, State Tree, Eastern Redbud, State Mammal, American Bison, State Beverage, Milk, State Game Bird, Wild Turkey, State Fish, Sand Bass, State Floral Emblem, Mistletoe, State Flower, Oklahoma Rose, State Wildflower, Indian Blanket, State Grass, Indian Grass, State Rock, Rose Rock, State Insect, Honeybee, State Soil, Port Silt Loam, State Reptile, Collared Lizard, State Amphibian, Bullfrog, State Butterfly, Black Swallowtail, State song, Oklahoma. State vegetable, watermelon. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.